Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, big. Are you back?
Ready?
Are you starting the show all over again?
Mike,
oh, he's
Mick,
back.
What's going on?
He's back. Welcome back, Mick. You're just in time to listen to Lou and I have gay butt sex live on the radio.
I would have seen that in person anyway, so.
Well,
yeah,
I mean, you know what gay butt sex sounds like.
I got something.
Or feels like.
Sounds like tears.
Have you guys ever seen that Guy Fieri?
No, I've never been forced to watch Diners, Dungeons, and Drive-Ins.
Yeah, because it's on TV right now. The guy's so fat.
Well, what do you want when you have a show about eating garbage on the road?
He says his name is Guy Fieri. And he pronounces it specifically like that. As if there's anything Fieri. There's nothing Italian about that guy.
Right. His douchebag kind of way about him is a bit.
No, I was thinking more his ability to eat is probably Italian, but that's about it. He literally just looks like a fat white guy. I mean, he's not even, he doesn't even have like dark. He's paler than Nick, but he's just red from you know, having to get in and out of his car. So, Mick, where are you right now?
Right now, I'm actually...
That's good.
That's
as
important
as
that question.
Yeah, I have no idea what you just said, Nick.
I said I'm at Playland.
You're at Playland?
Yes.
Gayland?
He actually ditched us to go to. Is Playland even still open? I thought they closed that down.
I thought they condemned that.
No, it's totally open, and I'm pretty sure it's the worst amount of heat exhaustion and sunburn ever. I've been walking around like 4 hours.
How many actual white people are there at Playland?
Like 11. about
11.
How
many people are there at Playland?
I mean, it's
11.
I'm not even joking. I'm looking at a sea of like 500 or 600 people within my eyesight, and there's probably like 4 white people. I'm not even kidding.
Let me tell you, many years ago, we all went to Playland. Do you remember that, Mike? With Andrew, Michelle, Rich.
Oh, didn't Rebecca come with us? That was Rebecca, right?
To be honest, I don't remember her being there. Quick cousin. I don't think so. But I used to be so fat that one of the roller coasters didn't click the bar down properly because of my fat thighs. And the shit was loose. And I got super scared. And to this day, I swear on everything that's holy to me that I would have died if I didn't scream out to tell the guy, stop.
Wow.
I need to be, and she was super loose. And he stopped it. He said, "Whoa!" And then he shut it for me.
Yeah, that's not good.
And I'm here,
man.
Yeah.
Well, you wouldn't have been the first. You wouldn't have been the first or the last casualty at Playland. Several people have died there.
And there was a separate roller coaster that they put me up front, and there was this poor little black girl, and she was next to me. And she says, "No, I'm next to this big fat white guy," and she like was totally heartbroken.
There was a. I remember there's one ride at Playland. I don't know if that ride is still around, but that's the one where it flattened some girl like up against the wall, just like splattered her against the wall.
Jesus.
These cars that you sit in, and there are these arms coming out of this center thing, and on each arm there's like 4 cars, and it spins the cars and spins the thing, and it's under a dome.
Jesus.
And like, it used to freak me out because the attendants would come in and just like stand right inside the door and talk to people.
Oh, and right.
You would get
it's
within like
yeah, it, but it's like in darkness, right? And you're up against
yeah,
the, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like, and but
weird.
You would like, I would be whipping around and I'd get within like two. The car would get within 2 inches of the person that's up against the wall talking, and like that would scare the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Like is Mick still there? Is Mick alive?
Mick?
Yeah,
he fell, now he's back.
Yeah, I got...
Come, John!
Thank you.
Yeah. It is. You,
oh,
you're actually, Playland is now known as Little Compton, I believe.
No, no, I would say that. I'd say, like, Little San Juan.
Whoa.
No, that's
whoa,
Orlando,
whoa,
my friend. No, that's Orlando.
No.
Hey, Hanson, should I be offended here, or do I not care?
No, no, it's, I'm not going to get mad. I'm not complaining.
I see.
What? Why? Are there lots of hot Puerto Rican chicks there?
There's a few. Most
yeah,
of them aren't, but there's a few. We're just, like, you know, such a mass quantity, you're bound to hit some, have some hit.
Well, I mean, that's, you know, usually that's an oxymoron, you know, hot Puerto Rican chicks.
Yeah, it's great.
Redundant.
Redundant? Oh, nice comeback. Good comeback.
Right.
Actually, I do like Puerto Rican chicks, except for the mustaches have to go.
And the hairy arms.
Yeah,
I mean, but I mean, I can't, like, with the rest of my ancestry is Italian, which is known for hairy arms and lips, and then Irish, which is known for just completely flat asses on women.
Yeah, completely flat. Hey, Nick, my first girlfriend was a Spanish girl, and she
oh,
had
is it the hairy kitty ones.
Yeah, she had a ring around the areola.
Really?
She had hairy areolas, my
awful.
Man. It was terrible. The
wow,
funny thing is, like, you know, she had a, you know, good body. We were young, so, like, all
right,
the black guys were all about her. You know, she was a Spanish
yeah,
chick, and all the black guys would be like, "Yeah, all right, look at this white boy, yeah." But they didn't know that she had hairy titties.
You should have just, like, you should have just turned to them whenever they're like, "Yeah, all right." You should have been like, "Harry,
Harry,
Harry,
you want to take this off my hair?"
Did the hair trail down from her nipples to her vagina?
It kind of wide down into her belly button.
So it was like two separate
Jesus,
strips of hair, right from the nipples that met
like
towards your belly
happy
button.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of braided a little bit, and
so it was kind of like Borat's bikini.
Oh man,
that's
I've
great.
I've never encountered.
So,
I've
like,
never encountered hairy titties.
No, I haven't encountered hairy titties, but like, couldn't you be like, "Hey, what's up with them hairy titties?"
We were 17.
Yeah,
but even at 17, you knew that there was something wrong with hairy
yeah,
titties.
Yeah, you know, I was just getting mine. I'm 17, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm sucking on some titties. I guess these are all titties are like this.
I once dated a girl who had eyes for nipples. That was great.
Really.
When you're
17,
you can get whatever you get, and you're not really going to.
I didn't know what was what, or if I'd ever going to see another pair in my life again.
Right, yeah. At this point,
so
you just happy you're getting something.
Yeah, well, this is what it is.
Yeah.
And, no, I get that. I mean, yeah, it was the same thing with me and the girl with eye tits, you know? It's like, well, maybe all tits are supposed to look like this.
All right. Now, did she have indented nipples? Is that what it was? So like,
no, nobody had it. No, it was just straight up eyeballs for nipples. I mean,
oh,
they and they had
that's
eyelids too.
Winking fine.
Winking titties. She had winking titties. Titty winked.
Titty
winks.
I could go for some titty winks right now.
You go to play
yeah,
I
could
I just
go
want
for...
you to know that.
What?
I just want you to know that for the record.
Yeah, he's speaking gibberish right now.
Mick is our man on the street. What's going on at Right Playline, Mick?
Yeah, Mick, why don't you interview somebody?
The off-site correspondent.
You need to interview someone.
He is behind enemy lines.
Mick, just go out to a random hot chick and say you're on the radio, and then we'll ask her questions. It would be nice if you had a working phone.
Mm. Yeah, that's interesting.
You didn't have T-Mobile.
Yeah, you know what? If you had Boost, this wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, I'm going to find somebody.
You didn't have the last singular one contract.
I'm
going
to give somebody my phone, all right?
If you, you know, if you had pay-as-you-go Virgin, this wouldn't be a problem.
Yes, this is true.
Come, John, come, John, come, John.
You might as well give up on the interview, Mick. No, but we're not. We can barely hear you, let alone somebody else.
Lost him again.
Yeah, it's okay. We don't need him.
That poor guy. That poor Mick.
He's just, I mean, it sounds like there's a party going on in the background when he's on. That's about the only thing we could use at this point. Yo, man, you got some beef for me? I want some beef, son.
You want some beef? Yeah, I got some big
fat. I want some beef. You got a big fat beef for me?
Yeah, I do. Actually, my wife's got some big fat beef for you.
Oh, yeah? Does she?
Yeah.
I had to explain to somebody what docking was yesterday.
Docking?
Docking, yeah.
Was that when two people touch?
No, that's where the penis, the uncircumcised penises touch.
Oh, right, exactly.
And they jerk each other off with one foreskin?
So nice.
Yeah.
So nice when you find someone special.
I just feel, like, I wonder, though, like, because obviously that's, you know, a gay-only activity. But I think, do you know any women that have penises that can touch?
Well.
With foreskin?
They don't necessarily be gay. They could be college students.
Yeah, why don't they cater to women who like uncircumcised penis with dildos? Like, why don't they have uncircumcised dildos?
Fantastic. The thing is, no woman like uncircumcised peepees.
No, there are women who don't mind them too much.
Well, there are ones that don't mind them too much.
No, Europhiles and whatnot?
Well, yeah, I guess, yeah. Croatian files.
Who else is coming?
I don't know. My brother's going to pick up a mattress here.
Okay. This is the Kano?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that kid since your wedding.
Oh. Whoa!
Compton!
Yeah, Compton in the house.
Yeah, I just walked through the door. Congratulations.
There's, I don't know what's happening here. I'm going to come in and sit with you, Louis.
Yeah, come on in here.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's show up.
Where, are you naked?
No. That's Mike walking through the door.
Is there an echo? We got an echo?
A little bit. That's why I closed the door. Ooh. There we go.
You can put it on speaker? Not like anybody's there.
Ooh. We got our own show. Look at it.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Is this the one with you and I?
Yeah.
Nice.
Apparently, we went to the Phillips' wedding, and it was like a photo booth, which is a cool idea.
It's cool. It's cute. You gotta describe things on the radio. Right?
And so we had to put on silly hats, and the point of my story is that he had an uncle, a white trash uncle, that had a cowboy hat on. And people were asking for his hat as a prop.
There's like a photo booth, and they have silly hats, and you put the silly hats on and take the picture, and they have a whole variety of silly hats. So I guess they must have caught him walking away from that, and they're asking him for his hat. And it's his own fucking hat, because he's a fucking... Was that the same guy who was flicking his hair back all throughout the ceremony?
I think that might have been another one.
Jesus, Morgan, if you're hearing this, ever. Yeah,
which he's not.
No.
Guaranteed.
That's it, I'm drinking.
Let's just make out, Mike.
Holy shit.
Ooh.
Sure.
The girls are in the other room. Hopefully they're making out. You and I are in this room. Hopefully we're making out.
Max Payne 3, that was that shit.
Yeah, it's all right. Actually, it's just the same game. You're just shooting people. The entire thing. Nothing. Just shooting people.
Yeah, I kind of want to play that.
It's all right. We'll play with these for a while.
Can you get rid
of it? No, it's a rental.
Oh, what? From Blockbuster?
Yeah.
Blockbuster's still alive?
Yeah, my man.
Come.
We should just put the show on autopilot and let everybody hear the song.
Yeah, just put on Easy E for the next 5 minutes, and then we'll switch over to Hey Pay.
Yeah. And that'll be the remix. Of Hey Compton.
Oh, I got a fart. Hold on.
Christ. Well, it reminds me of another Morgan story with you. I got to tell this. Okay, let me try to set it up. Mike is sitting on the floor with his back on the couch.
You tell the story while I get
on the couch. All right, he's on the floor, back on the couch. There's a coffee table directly in front of him that's only about a foot away from him. So Morgan tries to go past him, squeeze past him, with his ass to Mike's face, 1 inch away from his face. Mike tries to, like, blow a kiss, but it's one of those reverse blow kisses, like suck a kiss. At the exact same time, Morgan blasts right into his mouth. Hence, Mike sucked a fart out of Morgan's tushy.
Come, John.
So, I wrote a song about Mike, actually. It's called Mike's Big Moon Face. And kind of goes something like this.
Come, John.
Mike's big moon face, big reflective moon face. So at this point, I'm just me alone. I'm going to make some observations about the world. Oh, I guess.
Fart story's told. Okay. So I should be able to rebut that story.
Okay, please.
Rebut it. See, technically I sucked the fart out of a guy's ass. I mean, there's really no way around that.
So the air particles that were around the turd.
Yeah, the air that surrounds his shit made its way into my mouth because I was sucking a breath in, making a kiss mark, making a kiss sound when he farted in my face. Now, here's my revenge. Morgan's wife was having a bachelorette party.
Yeah.
And there were a couple of guys there.
5-6 years later.
Yeah, 5-6 years. Yeah, no, it took me that long to get. I still don't feel like I've gotten accurate.
Yeah, it wasn't at all, but go ahead.
But so we're at Morgan's house, keeping him, basically looking after him, babysitting him, while his wife is off.
Yeah, having a good time.
Having a good time. And there's guys there, and Louis takes it into his head to not only drink some Four Loko, but fucking Mad Dog 24.
God.
I don't know what you were thinking.
I thought I was young, actually.
So Louis passes out, and it's
full of life.
Yeah, he is the weekend.
Full of life,
as a matter of fact. So Louis passes out, and there are these two gay guys are there, and I'm chilling with them, and we're all laughing about what a big-headed freak Morgan is. And then Lou, of course, passes out because he's the weak.
Mm-hmm.
So Morgan is passed out upstairs, and we're like, you know, let's go draw shit on Morgan's face because he's kind of a big-headed jerk-off. So we go and we draw a bunch of shit on Morgan's face, and one of the gay guys actually writes, fuck my manhole. And we put, I love cock on his face, underlining the love. So I'm like, you know what, it's now or never, I need to get my revenge. So I turn around and I drop trowel, pulling my butt cheeks out. I spread my asshole apart, and I blast. And Morgan's mouth is open because he's passed out. So I just blast. It's like it was a chainer, too. It was like,
yeah.
Right into his open mouth. So, I mean, he wasn't conscious for it, but the first thing that happened when his wife came home, and she probably kissed him. Hello?
I had a good time tonight.
Morgan, why does your ass taste, why does your mouth taste like Mike's ass?
Which,
and then they had to have that whole awkward conversation of, how do you know what Mike's ass tastes like? You know.
He almost ruined the marriage, actually.
Yeah, as a matter of fact. Yeah, it was me that almost did that.
So how was that drive over here, huh? I'm in Jersey.
It's that long. The long ass drive.
Traffic, everybody.
Oh, Robert McKee's story. Let's talk about what a great piece of literature that is.
You know what? It'd feel helpful. Maybe you should read it.
Helpful for somebody like you who doesn't know what you're doing.
What's an inciting incident?
an incident that sparks some sort of movement in the fucking plot?
Yeah, how soon in the movie should it be?
There we go. It depends. I don't think that kind of rule should be static at all.
Yeah. Okay, then.
Well, I didn't know what it was.
Mm-hmm. It's something that you got to know the speech of playwrights, no? When they're writing screenplays and shit.
You just have to study screenplays. Just watch.
Well, there you go.
Watch movies. Watch lots of movies.
I have 35 years of it.
Study them.
Listen, I want to know what's in it, too, and that's all.
Robert McKee is full of shit.
He is.
All right. But Charlie Kaufman apparently paid attention to him, and Charlie Kaufman is a genius.
So
I still haven't watched Synecdoche, the Key, New York.
Interestingly. It's Carol Charm.
Real Charm?
Yeah, there you go. Like the hardware on this.
You think we could... Oh, we have 3 minutes left. Let's make out for the last 3 minutes.
Why are you throwing up? When you make out, is that the way you... I might be overexcited, but at least not throwing up into her poor mouth.
Isn't that, who did you do that to? Didn't you do that to somebody when they were kissing each other? Didn't you make those like...
Yeah, I do it all the time.
That's a lie. <lot. laughs> We did it to that kid Nick when he was eating.
Yeah.
Like those fucking...
Poor big Nick. He's a... No, Nick.
Yeah.
He's like 300 pounds. Is he still a little big guy? I haven't seen him in many years.
I don't know if he's 300 pounds. He's a big
guy. Ah, he was 300 pounds. I mean, I'm... 225.
Yeah, he's a big kid.
Yeah.
And he's tall, too. He's tall and he's fat, but he's like...
Every time he would shovel food in his mouth, he'd be like... Yeah, yeah. He'd do it in bed.
I did that to my sister.
I'm sure that went over well. Well, Mike...
Nobody loves me.
I wonder why.
Like, my mom laughed. For like maybe like 2 seconds.
Well,
like,
something like that is innately funny. So it comes out of them. Yeah, like it jerks out of them. But then they have to compose themselves.
Yeah, and they're like, oh no,
no.
I don't know why I laughed.
Their feelings. Oh my god.
No, that's
all right. Goodbye, everybody.
Mick, thanks for calling in. That was great.
Thanks for,
Mick, if you're out there.